You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Wisconsin and four other states accuse Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. And a Northeast Wisconsin representative is supporting legislation that will allow clerks and election officials to process absentee ballots the day before the election. Lisa Hale explains.
Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on Election Day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots, process, not count them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on Election Day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera-Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns.
And tariffs and trade disputes can affect us in many ways here in Wisconsin. First off, several steel shipments arrive at the port of Milwaukee, which are destined for Wisconsin businesses. The new steel tariff will increase costs on these businesses by 25%. We are also a significant exporter of soybeans. Retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exports could negatively affect our soybean farmers. And the state still exports over $10 billion in manufactured goods. These producers are doubly hit as they will face the steel tariffs as well as the retaliatory export tariffs. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin believes that free trade is fair trade and that trade wars only hurt consumers. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say their new study found that soft-shell helmet covers do not reduce concussions for high school football players. The report was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine and evaluated over 2,600 Wisconsin football players. Their data found 64 reported concussions during the 2023 season, 33 of which were sustained by players wearing the soft-shell helmets and 31 by players not wearing the helmets. Previous studies suggested the softer padding could reduce the impact to the head. And scammers don't seem to take a day off, and elders are often the target. Melissa Kay explains.
The grandparent scam has been making the rounds again in our area. The caller claims to be a loved one asking for bond money because they've been in a car accident. They'll try to explain why they don't sound like your loved one by saying they were injured in the crash or they're suffering from a cold. If you receive a call like this, do not give them any personal information and contact the police. Another scam to watch out for. If you like to visit Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wisconsin Dells, be warned, they do not have a mobile app. If you see an app that says Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino Official online, it is a scam.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for experienced hunters to mentor new ones. Volunteer opportunities include mentoring a novice hunter, teaching in a classroom through hunter education programs, or helping with outdoor skill workshops and special youth hunts. Officials are hoping volunteers can help new hunters enjoy the sport in a safe and ethical way and pass down some useful outdoor skills. Anyone interested in volunteering can find out more information on the program on the DNR's website. And the spring primary election is tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Statewide, there's a primary for state superintendent of public instruction with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Election night returns can take a very long time, especially if you have central processing and have to open thousands of absentee ballots. Lisa Hale explains.
Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay is supporting legislation that would allow clerks and election officials to process absentee ballots early.
We can get those election results earlier, and that would help us curb misinformation where there isn't a big, long space where people can make up that somehow something nefarious is happening when it just takes a long time to count lots of votes. And if we have some extra time to do that the day before, clerks would be able to do a better job.
Rivera-Wagner said a similar bill last legislative session got bipartisan support, and he hopes this year's will be successful.
And average gas prices dropped about 2 cents over the last week for an average of $2.90 per gallon today. This is 4.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 11 cents lower than this time last year. Melissa Kay has more.
The West Coast has seen rapid increases, which could slow in coming days. However, refinery maintenance will soon begin in other regions. Also, the transition to summer gasoline is underway, and prices will likely start rising in the weeks ahead. A potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine could have significant implications for oil markets in the months ahead.
And dangerous wind chills will continue through Wednesday, with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. What's happening is your skin cells are literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite can lead to permanent, irreversible damage. So limit your time outdoors, wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat. And if you believe that you do have frostbite, get inside quickly, warm up slowly, and never rub the area, as that can damage the tissue even further. Who was the very first Black radio disc jockey? Lisa Hale has the answer for Black History Month.
Jack Leroy Cooper is a history maker for American entertainment. He was born in 1888 in Memphis, Tennessee. He started as a boxer. Then he worked as a singer and a dancer on the vaudeville circuit, eventually becoming the theater critic for the Chicago Defender. In the 1920s, he appeared on radio as an entertainer or a comedian. But in 1929, he became the host, the producer, and the announcer of the All Negro Hour on WSBC in Chicago, making him the first African-American radio announcer in the United States. The once-a-week variety show was devoted to Black performers. He was very cognizant of negative racial stereotypes and made certain not to allow these stereotypes to be part of his show. Later, the show incorporated news from the African-American community. In 1937, his show was heard 5 days a week, featuring Black music from jazz to blues to gospel. He is one of the first people to ever play records over the radio. In 1947, Cooper's production company controlled 40 hours of programming every week on 4 different radio stations in Chicago. He retired from broadcasting in 1959 and died in Chicago in 1970 at the age of 81. In 2012, he was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Today, we honor Jack Leroy Cooper, the first African-American disc jockey, radio innovator, and the undisputed patriarch of Black radio in the United States, as a history and culture maker for Black History Month.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Ariana Grande says her pop persona is just a character. The singer's debut album came out in 2013 when she was just 19 years old and won her 2 Grammy Awards. Grande told The Hollywood Reporter that after a while, you get sick of being that character, even though there are other pieces of you in the character that end up in songs you write. She says the reason she liked playing Glinda in Wicked, for which she drew an Oscar nod, was because she got to be a different character than her pop character. Whew, gotta love actors. Here's one of Pete's picks, or non-picks. I cannot say I enjoyed The Substance. The film is nominated for Best Picture, and Demi Moore drew a Best Actress nomination for her portrayal as an aging fitness guru who takes a mysterious substance that reveals a younger version of herself. She and her younger version, played by Margaret Qualley, end up having a little war for the rights to the character's body. It's an interesting premise, and Moore and Qualley are really good, but the film gets completely crazy and absolutely disgusting. Enjoy. Welcome to the era of the mini-reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. The series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one, but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by TAG director Jeff Tomczyk. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough news, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate Bianca Censori are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today. A high of only 2 above, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid. A low of 16 below, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below again. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, it's 5 below.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.